Dear Diary, I have to record this latest adventure while it is still fresh in my mind. I had a job interview coming up out of state, so since the company was located in kind of a vacation area, my boyfriend and I decided to take a couple of days off from work and hop a flight to make it a combined business trip vacation trip. We caught the Thursday night red-eye flight out of Albuquerque. Since it was off-season, the flight wasn't crowded, and my boyfriend and I had a triple row of seats all to ourselves. There was a businessman across from us, and a couple of young kids in the seat behind him, and a few other passengers scattered throughout the plane. The stewardess distributed pillows and blankets so we could catch a few winks while the plane flew us to our destination. I sat in the middle seat, and my boyfriend sat in the aisle seat, leaving the window seat open for my purse and our jackets and stuff like that. Since it was pretty hot when we left Albuquerque, I was actually pretty scantily dressed, wearing just a short sleeveless dress, low cut around the bosom, and made from some kind of beige stretchy knit material in a leopard pattern. Because it had spaghetti straps to hold it up, I wasn't wearing a bra, and the stretchy fabric lovingly cupped my big 42 double D tits. But the airplane air conditioning system was running full blast, and so my nipples got big and hard and really poked out of my dress. But it was dark on the plane with just some dim lights, and no one could see, or so I thought. My boyfriend was casually dressed in tan shorts and a black t-shirt. We were cuddling together in our seats, and he had his arm around my shoulders so I could lean my head against his chest while we tried to catch some shut-eye. But the sight of my big, hard nipples trying to break free from my dress got his cock wide awake. It started growing in his pants, especially as my big fat tits were pressed against his chest and stomach. He put his hand on my head and started caressing my head, running his fingers through my hair, and then somehow he started pushing my head ever closer to his crotch, towards where his cock was tenting his pants. It grew bigger and firmer as his cock felt my warm breath against his zipper. And then my boyfriend whispered in my ear, "Take it out, baby. Please. My cock needs your mouth so bad, baby." And so, since I love my boyfriend so much, and I love his cock so much too, I took my hand from underneath the blanket and unzipped his pants as quietly as I could. But I wasn't quiet enough because the man across the aisle looked over to where we were. He could see my hand moving underneath a blanket, and I think he suspected what my hand was doing. Then, when he saw my head disappear underneath a blanket with only a few wisps of hair showing, he pretty much knew what I was doing, that I was sucking my boyfriend's cock, that I was giving my boyfriend a blowjob. My boyfriend was enjoying my tender ministration so much that he kept his eyes closed. And the stewardess was nowhere around. And since the cabin was dark, we felt like we were all alone, despite the low night lights, so that the man across the aisle could pretty much see everything. At least he could see my head bobbing up and down underneath the blanket and could imagine what I was doing. Unbeknownst to me at the time, he had unzipped his brown suit pants and had pulled his cock out and was stroking himself as he watched my head move underneath the blanket. I was fairly suffocating underneath that damn blanket, especially with my boyfriend's cock stuck in my mouth like that, and so I pushed the blanket aside so I could catch a breath. That's when I saw the man across the aisle stroking his cock. From what I could see, he had a nice big cock, thick and long enough to fill any woman's cunt up, maybe even overfill it. As he was stroking with one hand, he was making motions with his other hand for me to pull the top of my dress down. He could see the outline of my big fat tits, but he wanted to see more than just the outline. He wanted me to pull my tits out and show them to him. He wanted me, a woman engaged in the act of blowing her boyfriend, to show her tits to this other man, a stranger, like he was wanting me to offer my tits to him. I did what he said because I was kind of turned down myself. The man could see my lips wrapped around my boyfriend's cock. He could see my tits laying on my boyfriend's stomach as I sucked him. And he could see my boyfriend's eyes were closed. He could see how my nipples were hard and erect. And he smiled and winked at me as he stroked his cock. I love performing for him, as though we were the only two people on the airplane in the dead of night, and my boyfriend was totally oblivious to the third person who was making it a threesome. I could see the pre-cum drip out of the slit of his cock. I hoped it wasn't going to stain his suit pants. I pulled my mouth from my boyfriend's cock and licked my lips. I smacked my lips like I do whenever I eat pancakes with maple syrup. My boyfriend's pre-cum was lick-smacking good. The stranger then got up out of his seat and walked over the 2 feet to where our seats were standing. And he was just standing there right in the aisle, facing me and stroking his hard cock. Nobody saw him. The rest of the plane was asleep, or so I thought. I forgot about the 2 little kids in the seat behind and kitty corner to our seats. They were awake and watching, and I could see the teen boy had his hand inside his jeans, and the girl, probably his sister, had her hand in her panties, trying to hide what she was doing underneath her short shorts. But I wasn't going to stop what I was doing just to yell at them and tell them to close their eyes and go back to sleep. I was getting aroused. I could feel my cunt get wet, and I was kind of itchy and squirmy down there. I wanted a cock. I wanted a cock in my fuckhole. I wanted the stranger's cock there, shoving his hard cock up inside my wet gash, and I wanted my boyfriend to watch how a real man takes a woman. Not a tentative, please may I kiss you. Please may I touch your breasts. Please may I touch your pussy. Please may I make love to you. No, I wanted a strong caveman, alpha male, to come and take me in front of my boyfriend, to assert his dominance over me, to pull my mouth off my boyfriend's cock and shove his own cock inside my mouth and put his hands on my head and tell me to suck him, to move my head in the tempo most pleasing to the stranger. My mouth was all for his pleasure. That was my job in life, to pleasure him in his cock, to submit my body to his pleasure whenever he needed it, to give me his cum, nay, to make me take his cum whether I wanted to or not, to plant his seed inside my body and breed me. That is what was going through my head, dear diary, and the stranger did what I was only fantasizing about. He put his hand on my shoulder and pulled my mouth off my boyfriend's cock. Then the stranger took his cock and rubbed it all over my face, erasing the scent of my boyfriend and replacing it with his own scent, rubbing it along the seam of my lips, telling me to open my mouth for him, telling me that he wanted me to take his cock inside my mouth, telling me that he wanted me to suck his cock, that he wanted to feel how deep it could go, how much of him I could take down my throat. Then he put his hands on my head and started mouth-fucking me while my boyfriend was still there with his eyes closed, possibly fallen asleep, while this strange man took possession of his girlfriend and started mouth-fucking me, telling me how much he liked feeling his cock in my mouth. Mm. He told me how sexy I looked with my lips wrapped around his shaft, how beautiful I was with his cock in my mouth, how much he loved feeling my big soft tits against his thighs, how he liked seeing my hard nipples pressed against him. And then he shoved his cock, the last inch of his cock, down my throat. I started choking and gagging on him while he told me to just relax, that my throat would open up to accept him, that I could do it, that I could take his big, fat, thick, swollen cock all the way down my throat. Then he pulled out for a minute so I could catch my breath. Then he pushed his cock back in again and started throw-fucking me again right in front of my now-sleeping boyfriend. I didn't know if the kids behind us were still watching and could see this man, this stranger, fucking my throat, if they were still masturbating to the sight. But frankly, I didn't care. I had all I could handle with the stranger's cock deep in my mouth, fucking my throat, and his hands in my tits, mauling and squeezing them, and telling me how much he wanted to feel his cock between my tits, how much he wanted to fuck me, how much he wanted to breed me, to give me a seed, to fuck a baby into me. And then he let go of my tits and grabbed my head and thrust his groin against my face and pulled my head tight against his body. And then he just held it there while he spasmed. And then he shot load after load of his semen into my mouth and down my throat and into my belly. I was choking and gagging, but I submitted to him because what else could I do? Then he told me to swallow his cum, which I did, but some of it leaked out of my mouth and down my chin and out of my naked tits. Then he rubbed his wet cock all over my face, coating my face with his jizz, marking me with his spunk, making me his. Then he told me to lick his cock clean. Then he put his cock away, kissed me on the top of my head, called me a good girl, and walked back to his seat across the aisle, zipping up his pants as he went. So there I sat, sitting next to my boyfriend, but covered with another man's cum, and I was wet and I was horny. No one was looking, or so I thought, so I scooted down in my seat and spread my legs as wet as I could and stuck my hand inside my panties. Which by now were soaking wet, and I fingered myself to orgasm. Oh God, that feels so good. Oh jeez. Oh, I really wanted that stranger to fuck me so bad. Oh God, jeez. Oh, just thinking about his cock fucking my cunt. Oh God, yeah. Oh yeah. As I push my fingers inside my wet buckle and just think about him and his cock and how much I love sucking his cock and, oh, God. God, I'm finger-fucking myself. And Jesus, that feels so good. Oh, God, yeah. Good. It only took a couple of minutes because while I was fucking myself, I kept thinking of the stranger and his cock and how much I wanted him to sink his big fuck stick inside my wet and horny fuck hole and fuck the shit out of me. And that did the trick and pushed me over the edge in record time. It took me a couple of minutes to come down from my high, and then I realized what a fucking mess I was. I needed to get cleaned up before we landed, so I slipped out of my soaking wet, stinky panties, wadded them up in a ball, and made my way down the aisle to the restroom. But not before I dropped my wadded up panties into the lap of the boy who'd been watching me suck the stranger off. I figured, what the heck, give the kid a treat. Make his day. Give him something to remember this night by. After I got cleaned up and made my way back to the seat, the plane was getting ready to land, and pretty soon everybody had debarked from the plane and on to their own destination, including the stranger. I regretted that he was gone, but I was still burping up his cum, his taste lingering on my breath. I forgot to brush my teeth in the restroom, and I hope my boyfriend didn't notice anything different about me. And I sure as hell hoped I'd gotten all the cum cleaned up off my hair and face. My job interview was just in a couple of hours, and I needed to look good. Once we got our luggage, I left my boyfriend in charge of getting us checked into the hotel while I took a taxi to my job interview. There wasn't time to change my clothes from the tight-knit scoop-neck dress I was wearing without a bra into a formal business suit. I figured that I would just have to impress my interviewer with my brain and then he would overlook my outfit. I arrived at the office just in the nick of time and breezed my way through the door into the interview room. There was only one other person in the room besides me. It was a man in a dark brown suit and his back was turned to me. I shut the door and took a step into the room when he turned from the window to look at me, and that is when I recognized him, though I hadn't paid that much attention to his face at the time. He was a stranger from the plane. I smiled to myself. This job interview was going to be a cinch. I was already starting to get wet between my legs, and I wished to hell I still had my panties on to absorb it when the stranger smiled, reached into his pocket, fished out my wadded-up panties, took a long, loud sniff, and said, "I think I have something that belongs to you. Now, what are you going to do to get them back?" I just smiled as I walked towards him, stopping at the edge of the interview table where I sat down in front of him, raised my tight skirt halfway up my thighs, spread my legs apart a few inches to tease him, leaned over so that my tits were practically spilling out of my tight-knit top to tantalize him, and said, "Everything I have, sir. I'm yours for the taking, if you're man enough." Jesus, when will I ever learn to shut my big fat mouth?